Hello and welcome everyone. Today is January the 16th, 2019, and you are at the Whole Life Healing Call with Dr. Alex Lloyd. And this is a time when we all get to hear from Alex, one of his spiritual laws of nature, where he'll talk about life issues, addressing them as whole life healing issues. And this could include anything talking about the body, mind, or spirit. My name is Johanna Chan, and I'll be assisting Alex today. Before we hear from him, we want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan, as your weekly practitioner of the custom codes or trilogy. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. And we love to share this quote as well with every program. It says, "We are beginning now to understand the things that we know in our hearts are true but could never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel." And that was a quote by Dr. Oz back in November 2007. The reason we like to bring it up is that the purpose of these calls is to provide current and relevant information on the subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, a scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. All right, so having said that, I want to bring Alex out, where I believe the topic today is availability bias, newly discovered brain function. Is that right, Alex?
That is right. Thank you, Johanna. Great to hear your voice.
It's nice to hear you, too.
All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Whole Life Healing. I hope that we honor your presence here by giving you a little something that challenges you this week, a little something to chew on and think about, and a little something to practically apply to maybe make your week a little better, and maybe every once in a while your life a little better long term. At least that's what we hope and pray. All right, today is a little bit different. Typically, we are more kind of spiritually and mentally focused. Today, we're going to be probably a little more scientifically focused, which is we probably do one out of every, maybe once every 6 months or so. But this is one of those. But hang with me, because I'm gonna take this new scientific research and apply it to your life and how to practically use this to make your life better, and the spiritual and the mental and health issues and all of the above. So we will be kind of tying the ends together at the end. Wonderful new research. That has been named the availability bias. And you can Google and find this easily. One of the leaders in this is a psychologist named Steven Pinker. He talks a lot about it in his, I believe, best-selling book, Enlightenment Now. Google him, find out about him. I want to reference a story from USA Today, October 23rd, 2018, an interview or article about his book and Steven Pinker. And I'm going to read a couple little excerpts, not too long, but I want to give you the feel of this. But actually, before I do that, let me give you sort of a little teaser, a little hook, okay? Have you known someone in your life that was pretty negative all the time, okay? And most of us have. And how did you feel around them? I mean, did you look forward to getting with them and hearing their negative spin on pretty much everything? Or was it sort of a bummer to you that you kind of avoided? If you're really honest with yourself, are you one of those people? Do you tend to be negative about most things? Or do you tend to be negative about more things than maybe you feel like you should? And have you, and if you are, and also about that other person who's negative that maybe you don't like being around, have you ever wondered why are they so negative? Or why are you not more positive about the things in your life? Well, most people just attribute that to life circumstances. And they say, well, you know, they've been hurt or they're just a miserable human being. They've just chosen to be that way. Well, what I want to challenge you with today is maybe none of those reasons are correct. Maybe they're that way because there's a mechanism in them that is functioning correctly, one mechanism, and another mechanism is functioning incorrectly. And so maybe them being negative or you not being more the person that you want to be is almost being mandated and would be very, very difficult to go against. I've noticed in myself over the decades that sometimes during the day I'm really, really, really positive, and sometimes I'm kind of negative about some things. And usually after the fact, I think, why was I so negative about that? I mean, I that was a little overboard, all right? And I absolutely believe in my case and in the case of many of my clients that it was what I'm about to tell you, that one mechanism was functioning correctly and another one was malfunctioning. All right, let's take a look at the one that was functioning correctly. And I believe that is being called availability bias. All right. So this is relatively new science, very well done research. I believe it is true. It also makes sense with the spiritual truths, which that has to be true for me, or I will not believe it's true. And typically, research comes out a few years later saying, oh, you know, that thing we thought wasn't true. That's exactly what happened with affirmations. Affirmations were just monstrous for about a decade. And I kept saying, this is harmful, this is harmful, this is harmful. And everybody threw rocks at me, or a lot of people did. And then sure enough, the very first university double-blind study ever done, this is harmful, not helpful. Okay? And I believe that because it conflicted with spiritual truths. All right, but what I'm about to tell you today is in harmony with spiritual truth. So I do believe this is true. Okay, let me read a couple of excerpts from this USA Today article about availability bias. Whether you live near a natural disaster or not, it's easy to have a pessimistic outlook these days. Politics, global warming, harassment, prejudice, disease, and famine are all litter the news. Unstable countries have nuclear weapons. Russia is meddling with democracy. The national deficit is off the charts. And Flint, Michigan still has dirty water. Kids are addicted to video games. Millennials are still living at home with their parents. We don't know our neighbors anymore. And crime seems to be on the rise. At least that's the narrative most of us believe. A Pew Research study from last year showed the majority of Americans feel that life in the United States was better, and in some cases much better, 50 years ago. All right. Availability bias looks at similar studies around the world and found the majority of Earth's inhabitants feel the world is getting worse. Yet, these feelings simply do not mesh with reality. The world is far better than it was at any other time in history. Consider some of the facts. The average life expectancy is way up. Child mortality is way down. Famine and hunger rates have collapsed. Economic output per person is up across the world, and extreme poverty is way down. It was reported recently that more than half of the world's population now is middle class or wealthier, something that 50 years ago was not even in the ballpark. There are fewer wars happening now than at any point in human history, and nations are trending in the direction of democracy. Inequality has decreased around the globe. Violence is down, including bullying, rape, and domestic abuse. This is even true for notoriously brutal places such as Mexico, where violent rates are a fifth of what they were a century ago. To top it off, our quality of life is better. We spend more time with our children, less time in the office, less time doing housework than at any point in the last 50 years, and even the poorest of us have more spending money. You can get the data on all of these facts in a Google search. So I would recommend that you do it, all right? But, and I'm still reading here, if the world is objectively better than ever, why are we so pessimistic? Part of the reason has to do with our brains and a quirk called the availability bias. When we see negative news reports, we don't put it in context. Instead, a report of a murder in the town next door makes us think that killings are common and we better lock all of our doors or we're liable to get murdered, even though we can only name one example. Another factor is the brain's bias toward negativity. Bad things are prioritized and loom larger in our minds than good things. We evolve that way because paying attention to potential dangers is necessary to survival. Okay, I'm stopping reading now. So we have an actual mechanism in our brain that causes us to lean to the negative in virtually any situation, and negative things that happen, as I've been saying for 30 years, are prioritized above all other things in our memories and programming, okay? So, availability bias could absolutely be the reason that that negative person that you don't like being around is negative. It could absolutely be the reason that you are not more positive like you would probably choose to be if you could, but you just can't make yourself do that. It's probably the reason that sometimes I am more positive and sometimes I'm more negative and don't really see any rhyme and reason why. Okay? Well, the availability bias takes its marching orders from our memories, okay? Everything that ever happens, as something happens in your life, someone cuts you off in traffic, someone looks at you funny in the grocery store, whatever, and instantaneously that is run through every memory that you have. And the mandate by your unconscious mind is lean toward the negative, and in any life circumstance, and prioritize negative memories that are in any way related to this situation. Well, it's hard to get past those two gatekeepers and not and come out with a positive response. And I think that's why you're around so few people now who you think, oh, my goodness, whatever they've got, I want some of it. They are loving. They are positive. They are kind. Nothing seems to get them down. How are they doing that? And we suspect, so do they go home and just crash and are absolutely miserable until they wake up in the morning and then they put on their acting job again? Or is this real? And if it's real, how come I can't do that? Well, I believe the availability bias is another function of our unconscious mind that is trying to keep us safe, but it's acting on wrong data, okay? So the availability bias is the mechanism working correctly, because based on the data it has in most people, it pushes us to lean to the negative in virtually any and every situation, okay? The mechanism that is malfunctioning is our programming based on our memories, the memories of our life, the memories that are unconscious to us because they were at an early age or in utero, and memories passed down from our ancestors. I just recently completed and released my memory engineering program, where I talk extensively about how the latest research says that for almost everyone, our memory, it would really be more accurate to call our memories illusions, because they are so full of lies and errors. And the scientists that did that research considered not ever releasing it to the world because they thought it could do harm to humanity, because they thought there's no way to fix this. And if people know, they're just kind of puppets on a string to their erroneous programming, they may become hopeless and give up. And it could really spawn a worldwide epidemic of apathy and disillusionment, despair, et cetera. They opted finally to go ahead and release the research because they were committed to science, and I'm glad they did. But I do believe there's a way to fix this, okay? So the correct function is availability bias, but even though it's the correct function, it's acting on lies and errors. The malfunction is in our unconscious and subconscious mind, where our definitions have become skewed over thousands of years. And let me illustrate it this way. In the story of the Garden of Eden from the Bible, there was one thing, one, that had the definition attached to it of die or kill. And the reason I'm bringing this up is the stress response, the other name for it is the fear response, okay? And the only way the fear response is supposed to be activated is if it's a life or death situation. In other words, something that has the definition of die or kill. Nothing else is supposed to activate it, ever. That's a malfunction every single time, when it's activated with something that does not have the definition of die or kill. The problem is I'll get to that in a minute. Let's go back. So at the Garden of Eden, the only thing that had the definition of die or kill was eating fruit from a certain tree in that garden. Everything else, as far as we can tell, was utopian. It was Shangri-La, okay? That they did work, but it's work they enjoyed. They were naked with no shame, no, there was nothing wrong about being naked. In fact, as best we can tell, there was nothing wrong except it eating the fruit of that one tree, okay? Well, let's fast forward. Caveman days. Caveman days, there was probably five, six, or seven things that had the definition of die or kill. A guy in the next cave with a bigger club, a dinosaur, not being able to find something to eat or water to drink, getting sick and really having no recourse at all, even if it's something that's going to kill me like the flu, there's nothing you can do about it because there's no doctors or anything, all right? Maybe someone who wants to take your wife for themselves, okay? Six or seven things, maybe, that have the definition of die or kill, all right? Fast forward to the Middle Ages, and there's probably 50 or 60 things that have the definition of die or kill. The Black Plague, pneumonia, flu, smallpox, invading armies, dictators, etc. All right? Today, ladies and gentlemen, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of things that have the definition of dire kill. Getting a letter from the IRS, even if it says you did a great job on your taxes, which I doubt you'd ever get, but hey, I've gotten letters that were refunds and letters that were, you know, you overpaid, and here's some money back. I've gotten a letter that says we got all your stuff and you look great, all right? But I can still remember a few times getting a letter and before I opened it, having this little kind of shock run through my body a little bit, okay? Well, there's no way that could happen if I didn't have a definition attached to that of dire kill. I just went into fight or flight, and I hadn't even opened the letter yet, and I opened the letter, and it's a $500 refund. And I'm, oh, yippee, we can go do something and have fun. But I went into stress shock before that because I had the wrong definition. Seeing the news, seeing the stock market go down, it raining when you're not expecting rain, not getting a parking place close to the store when you wanted a parking place close to the store, someone cutting you off in traffic, someone being unkind to you, someone looking at you funny. Oh, goodness gracious. There's hundreds, if not thousands, of them today. The only thing that's supposed to have a definition of dire kill is something that can literally kill you physically, mortally, dead now. So our definitions, our beliefs, our programming, our memories, over thousands and thousands of years have not evolved, they've devolved to a place that we are now regularly malfunctioning because our programming has become corrupted just like a computer virus. So even though the circumstances of the world are getting better, our experience in the world is getting worse. Why? Because our beliefs are getting worse. Our feelings are getting worse. Our thoughts are getting worse as our memories, beliefs, become more and more corrupted, devolved with wrong definitions over time. So, that leaning to the negative, availability bias, is one thing if I am believing the truth and it's just sort of there to be a check for me to make sure I don't get myself into any life-threatening danger. It's another thing completely when my programming is so full of lies and errors to the negative that I'm constantly malfunctioning because of that already, and then the availability bias takes it to a whole nother level. See, the availability bias is supposed to be working with me believing the truth and living basically in love, joy, and peace. At least that's what I believe was designed by God. But that is not at all what is happening because of our devolution of memories, beliefs, etc. over time. So, how do you change to a positive bias? How do you change to believing the truth and, yeah, you know, not doing anything stupid so that you get yourself killed, but live your life free and without worry, anxiety, primarily in love, joy, and peace? Well, first of all, and you guys can probably predict what I'm going to say here, and you'd be right. First of all, you've got to clean up the lies and errors in your memories. And I would use Trilogy and memory engineering for that. and they come at the same issues from almost opposite perspective. One code and process based, one not code based at all or anything like that. But both coming at healing those lies and errors in your memories and beliefs and programming, even the ones you don't know about. After that, you have to make a commitment that even if it means more pain, even if it means less pleasure, you are going to be committed for the rest of your life to living in love and truth in the present moment as best you can. You'll never do it perfectly. No one ever does. No one ever will on this earth. But as best you can for the rest of your life, come what may. And once you clean up the lies and errors, you'll be able to do that. Where right now, there's probably a decent chance that you can't. So, Google, availability bias, check it out for yourself, but the availability bias on top of our already malfunctioning because of all the lies and errors in our heart and mind is just a double whammy. And by the way, another interesting thing to me is even though all those things in the world are getting better, what people report is that they are less and less happy. And that's also an indicator that it's not about the externals, it's about the internals. Because if all these things really are better than they've ever been, most of them, in the history of the world, then how come I'm more stressed, less happy, more prescriptions, more doctor visits, more money spent on health care, more illnesses diagnosed than ever in history? Those things don't seem to go together. But they do go together if you understand that we're operating on these lies and errors. And the only way to get by that is to fix them. My favorite way for that to be fixed is to pray to God, and He just does it. And I pray that every day. But outside of that, use Trilogy, which the initial testing indicates an approximate 98% effectiveness. Use memory engineering to kind of go back in time and change those memories and related ones that you don't know about. And then commit to living your life a different way, not based on seek pleasure and avoid pain, but based on what is right, what is true, what is best, what is love-based in the present moment, no matter what. That's it for me, Johanna. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, Alex. And yes, everybody tune in. You can listen to this again. I think this will be a great one to listen to again, and you can find it on iTunes, Podbean Podcasts. Go ahead and Google Whole Life Healing, and you'll find those there. They're also archived on our website. So we're going to switch gears and go ahead and open the lines for any of you who would like to get a custom code to address an issue that you're wanting to address, or a Trilogy process. If you know the Trilogy, you understand all the different parts of the Trilogy, the three different parts, then we can get you a custom Trilogy. If you know healing codes too, please mention that to me when I'm testing, and I can get you a code that has healing codes two positions. And if you just simply use the healing codes one, which is fine, just let me know that, and we'll get you a custom code. This is the time for us to just focus on what the feeling or belief is that you're experiencing. We don't need to have the whole story. We know everyone has a story, and our hearts really go out to you. But for me to properly just get right to the point and get to a code, all I need to know is your negative feeling or belief that you're experiencing with this issue, whether it's a physical issue, relationship issue, whatever it is. So identify that. Now, in order to get a code and be heard, I need you to press star 2 on your phone. That's going to raise your hand. And then what I'll do, because I have everyone muted right now, so there's not an interference, when your hand is up, I'll unmute your line, and you can let me know what it, you know, what you'd like to do. So let me just clear the lines right now. And our first caller, again, star 2 on your phone is going to raise your hand. Our first caller, your number ends in 3517, 3517. And your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is Belinda.
Hello, Belinda.
Hi. Hi. I have a very difficult situation here. My husband and I, we broke up. And, we have children, and it's very, very difficult. All the uncertain future. And so there is sure a lot of fear that I feel it in my stomach. And it's like fear of staying alone and financially, like I'm very negative, like I'm expecting the worst or feeling sorry for myself. That's also a big one, like that victim consciousness. And I know there's a strong connection to my mother. She had a similar situation, but she didn't break up. And so all her fear is kind of like coming as well. And so it's I wish to be more like strong and self-confident and positive, but in reality I feel like weak and negative and all that.
Okay, so we want to address these fears so that you can feel more confident and clear on how to move forward with these. And God bless you. Our hearts really go out to you. We do want to heal any programming that you could absorb from your mother having experienced this as well. So I would use the code I'm going to give you for the next 2 weeks. Go through the 12 categories and see what shows up for you. Have you ever done the relationship issue finder?
Haven't done for a while because I'm not so good at doing that. I never really know the answer. Like I'm thinking too much about it and I don't.
Okay, so that's
like
yeah. Okay, well, if you do it, and that what it does, it gives you a little more understanding of where the stress could be stored in your life's memories. You could do the answers and just think about the relationship with your husband when you're answering them. But whether you do it or not, use the code that I'm going to give you. And go through the 12 categories over the next couple of weeks. I would address one category per day and look at those categories and say, are there any memories that I'm aware of or present relationship issues right now in this category that I think, you know, could be contributing to this fear? And this is from the past or even from the present or, as you mentioned, fear of the future, you know. So, Belinda, do you know the Healing Code's 2 positions? Do you know Trilogy?
Yes.
What would you like to have?
Healing Code's 2 positions as well.
Okay, very good. Okay, yes. Let's get a code for you. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
These fear issues. Okay, good. Just a moment. Okay, first position, both hands, Adam's apple.
Both hands, Adam's apple. Yes.
Second position, left hand, brainstem, right hand, high bridge.
Left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge, yes.
Mm-hmm. The third position, both hands below the belly.
Both hands below the belly, yes.
The fourth position is left hand high bridge and right hand brainstem.
Left hand high bridge and right hand brain stem, yes?
Yes, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to use this to address all the categories. I would start with unforgiveness. and go through this over the next 2 weeks, this code's going to be most effective for a couple of weeks for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. God bless. Okay, our next caller is from Florida, and your number ends in 9037. 9037, your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is April.
Hi, April.
Hey, I was wondering if I could get a code for a behavioral thing. I think the predominant emotion might be distrust or anger or impatience. And it's kind of like an erratic type behavior. It kind of goes back and forth. And I'm getting the code for someone else.
Okay, so
I'll be doing the code, but I'm testing for someone else.
Okay, and can you say who that is?
Jason.
Or do you? I'm sorry.
Jason.
Okay, can you say for me? I am testing for Jason.
I am testing for Jason.
Okay, so I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The anger issues.
The anger issues.
Okay, very good. All right, and did you want healing codes too? Trilogy, what did you want to use for him?
Can I get a trilogy code?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, so the first minute, you're going to go through all the tapping points from the eyebrows all the way to the karate chop, okay? And then you're going to come back and you're going to do it in this sequence. So write these down. Eyebrows, side of eyes, under nose, chin.
Hang on. Eyebrows, side of eyes. What was the rest?
Under the eyes, under the nose, and chin. Okay, and then you're going to jump to, okay, in the body, okay? You're going to do the thymus, under the arms, then you're going to do the collarbones, sore spots, and then you're going to do the nine gamut. Okay, so those are the acupoints and the meridians.
Okay.
Okay, the second minute, we're going to do a code, okay? The code is left-hand brainstem, right-hand high bridge, both hands jaws, left-hand high bridge, right-hand below the belly, both hands Adam's apple.
Okay.
All right. Okay, and the third minute is going to be, you're going to do one sweep through, starting from the base energy center and go all the way up over the top of the head to the top of the spine. And then you're going to come back and you're going to start at the base again. Slide up slowly. And pause at the solar plexus for a few seconds. Slide up over the heart, over the throat, to the forehead, and pause on the crown. When you go up to the crown, pause on the crown. And then go all the way over to the top of the spine. And then the last, you're going to do a sweep all the way up again and over.
Mm-hmm. And then the last one is all the sequence.
Mm-hmm. Now, on the last one, if you want to take a little longer than 1 minute, you can pause at each of the energy centers if you want for a few seconds. That's totally fine.
Thanks. I do that sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's totally fine to do that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Joanna.
You're welcome. God bless. Okay. Our next caller is from, there you are, Georgia, and your number is 0653.
Hi, Johanna. It's Aileen in Atlanta.
Hello, Aileen. How are you?
Well, I've been going through a rather surprising time. I was rear-ended on one of the interstate highways while back and didn't get x-rays from the chiropractor immediately. And when I did get them, it turned out that you could see my descending aorta on regular x-rays because there was calcification, and which is a very dangerous thing. And I learned about that on Monday, and I learned from Dr. Ben last night on the recording on the program that stem cell treatment is perfect for what I need. And so I'm very excited. I'm getting everything together to be able to do that. But in the meantime, I would like, because this is, you know, as I understand it, a pretty scary situation, very unexpected. So I would like a code just to keep. I'm not sure if I need to get it to clear the crystallization or to just keep me safe or exactly what, but I would like any support I can get.
Okay, very good. Aileen, would you like a trilogy?
Yes, please.
Okay, so this will address all those things that you're concerned with. Okay, let's go ahead and get that for you. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issues.
The fear issues.
Okay, very good. Okay, so the first minute of trilogy, you're going to go through all the tapping points from the eyebrow all the way down to the karate chop, okay? And then you're going to do, write these. These are in order, okay? We're going to start with the body, okay? You're going to do collarbone.
Collarbone.
Sore spot. Mm-hmm.
Sore spot. Wait a minute.
Thymus.
Collarbone, sore spot.
Mm-hmm. Then the thymus, which is middle of the chest.
Thymus, like over your heart, like.
Well, in the middle, it's sort of in the middle, the bone kind of right in the middle. And then under the arm and then under the nipples. So you're doing the whole body there.
Arms, okay, and nipples, okay.
Now we're going to go back up to the head. So you're going to do eyebrows.
Up to eyebrows, okay.
Okay, under the eyes.
Under eyes, okay.
Chin.
Chin, okay.
And now go down to the hand. We're going to do the thumb,
down.
The index finger.
Thumb, index, okay.
Middle finger.
Middle, okay.
The little finger.
Okay.
And the karate chop side of the hand, and then do the nine gamut.
The nine gamut, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next minute for the code.
Okay.
We're going to do both hands below the belly.
Both below belly, okay.
Then leave the left hand below the belly and put the right hand on the high bridge.
Left hand, belly. Right, high bridge, okay.
Then you're going to do left hand Adam's apple, right hand temple.
Left hand Adam's, right temple, okay.
And both hands jaws.
Both jaws, okay.
Okay, that's the healing code. Okay, let's do the governing and conception vessels. Okay, you're going to start with the base and you're going to go all the way up. And let's do that a little bit slowly, okay? So you're going to pause for a few seconds on each one of the energy centers, and you're going to start with the base, go all the way up.
Okay.
And as you're doing that, just a and just, you know, a few seconds on each one. Okay, the next time you're going to start at the heart.
Start it. Okay, two, let's see, this is one, this is two, start at heart, okay?
Okay, and then slowly start moving up, go to the throat.
Up to throat.
Okay, then you're going to pause there for a few seconds, and then you're going to go down to the base.
Okay.
And come up and over.
Okay, now one question. When I go down to the base, do I just put my hands there, or do I move them down from the throat to the base?
No, you just keep your hands on, yeah, keep your hands on your body. Just slide them down.
Okay, and now I got to ask my question. That come all the way up is the final part.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Johanna, thank you so very much.
Okay, you're welcome. God bless you.
They have to travel somewhere to get this stem cells, but from what Dr. Ben told me, this is like an answer to prayer, and it's kind of stunning because it's come together in 48 hours. I didn't know there was a problem Monday morning.
Wow, amazing, isn't it?
And if I hadn't if I had not been rear-ended, I would have not had the X-rays, and I still would not know. And so, you know, I'm having a real class in the blessings and things that can look really negative when they happen.
Wow, good. Well,
yeah. All right, God bless.
Our thoughts
Thank
are going to be
everyone.
With you. God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so let's see if we have any other hands up. Star 2 is going to raise your hand, and we'll be able to get you a customized code or trilogy. Let's see if there's anyone else. I don't see any other hands raised, and so I think that's going to be it for our callers coming in. Alex, is there anything you wanted to share if you're still on the line? I think you're muted, Alex, or he may not even be on the call anymore. So, all right. I think, I think that's going to be it for today. I want to thank you all for being here, and we'll meet you again next week. God bless you. Don't forget to listen to the recordings as well. And if you are new and you have not heard about the trilogy, you can go to dralexanderlord.com/trilogy-training, and that's going to give you the free protocol for the trilogy. Use it. We love it. Everybody that's using it seems to really prefer it now, so go for that. That's free. We'll meet you again next week. God bless you, everyone.